from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back into The Drive on 610 Sports Radio, 610sports.com, and the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you on this wonderful Friday. Rob is off all of next week. I will be here. It will be me and a cast of characters with me next week. We'll have a lot of fun. I appreciate you guys. I'm really excited for next week. I have tickets to 2 of the Red Sox game. I'm also going to Friday night against the Cardinals. I mean, you got to go out there with DJ Diesel. You guys think that Shaquille O'Neal is going to be playing music at Kauffman Stadium and then I wouldn't be in attendance? I might be on the field. You might see me behind the ones and twos. You might see me behind the board mixing and scratching. You might see me doing all of that out there. So I'm really excited for the next 7 days for the Royals. Really excited for them to get back into town. The Royals only have 4 more homestands left. So if you have not made it a point to go out there to Kauffman Stadium, let me just encourage you to go out there and check it out. So, Rob, a couple of things that I like to talk about before we sign off for the day. We are expected to be off at 4:30 today because of the Royals game. Let's start with this. There are a lot of compliments that you can give an athlete. Clutch is at the top of the list. When your team's back was up against the wall, they looked to you to get them out of that situation. You came through, you made the play, you made the basket, the goal, the shot, and now your team is victorious, and you are the one that gets the credit. They hoist you up into the air like it's the end of Mighty Ducks. There are a lot of great things that you can say about an athlete. The best thing that I think you can say about an athlete is that they were worth the price of admission. Rob, you and I, at some point in our sports, I guess, ticket-buying career, you bought a ticket because you wanted to see one person. You were not interested in the team. You bought a ticket because you wanted to see Kobe. You wanted to see LeBron. You wanted to see Peyton Manning or Tom Brady, or you went to go see Lionel Messi earlier this year. They put that game in a football stadium, not because Sporting was playing, not because Inter Miami was playing. Patrick Mahomes just wasn't at this game just to be watching soccer. No, I'm here to see Lionel Messi. It is the greatest compliment that you can give an athlete. That is the point that we are reaching with Bobby Witt. Where if you're a Royals fan, I know this has happened before. You had a chance to go to a game when the Royals were playing the White Sox or the Twins. And you're like, you know what? I'll wait. If I got the Angels coming up in a couple of weeks, that's the game I want to go to. I want to go see Shohei. I want to go see Mike Trout. I want to see one of those guys. Whether there was a pitching matchup, you didn't go on Monday. You bought the Wednesday tickets because you wanted to see Clayton Kershaw pitch, Max Scherzer picks. You wanted to see Verlander. You wanted to see one of those guys that move the needle, those guys that you tune in for. I don't know how you couldn't put Bobby Witt Jr. on that category right now. He's the top story in baseball at this point. He has been red hot since the All-Star break. He has been the best player, number one best player in baseball. He just put together one of the best months that we have ever seen. He is worth the price of admission. If you are on the fence about going to a Royals game, you need to go see him play. If you are out of town and you see that Bobby Witt Jr. is coming to San Francisco or Pittsburgh or Texas or wherever the Royals are playing baseball, one of those three games, you need to go out there because you need to see him field. You need to see him run. You need to see him get four at bats because he is going to do something special in one of those aspects. One of the problems with baseball is you might spend money to go see Aaron Judge and he goes 0 for 3. He strikes out, doesn't make a play in the field. That's not what it is right now with Bobby Witt Jr. I don't know what's going to happen today in the Royals game. I can tell you one thing, that guy's getting a hit. He's probably getting two of them over the course of the game. I can't tell you anything else that's going to happen. Maybe this game ends up being 9-8. I think it's going to be a pitcher duel. Maybe I'm wrong on that. All I know is Bobby Witt Jr. is going to get a hit at some point today. Probably an extra base hit. He might hit a home run today. He is just going to do something that excites you, that wows you. You and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago about baseball and how I wanted them to take advantage of the great spot that they're in with how many young players that they have. Think about how many young stars there are in baseball. You got De La Cruz. You got Skeens. You got Gunnar Henderson. Dude, there's so many under 25, under 27 superstars in baseball. You have one of them on your team, and not just like a regular one. You have maybe the best of them. Rob, you remember some of the guys that we were following coming up, like Troy Tulowitzki that played for the Rockies. You've got a player better than he was. Remember Evan Longoria that played for the Rays? Better than him. Like, we're not just talking. Those were young stars. You've got a guy that looks like a Hall of Famer and is currently, right now, playing at a Hall of Fame level. Maybe he doesn't go. Maybe some injuries. Who knows what happens? Right now, when you tune into the Royals, you are watching a Hall of Fame player play shortstop for the Kansas City Royals. It's been a lot of fun to watch over the last couple of weeks. He was great yesterday. Even in a game that he wasn't great, he was still great yesterday. He didn't have a hit to what, the eighth inning? He still gets a hit, still gets on base. He just, every single night, he does something. He has become the number one story in baseball.
It is crazy. Because I'm not even the distant past. Carrington, I was working here, and me and you would be like, hey, you want to go to the game tonight and see an Ohtani? Hey, Clayton Kershaw's pitching tonight. Let's go out there and see Clayton Kershaw. When Zach Greinke wasn't a Royal, I'd be like, let's go see Zach Greinke tonight. There have been times, not just in our lifetime, but in recent times, like post-pandemic times, where it's been like, I'm going to the ballpark, and it has nothing to do with the Kansas City Royals. That is now how the Kansas City Royals are in other ballparks. There are people going in Detroit tonight because they want to see Bobby Witt Jr. There are people going when they play other series this year because, oh, Bobby Witt's playing. They go back to Minneapolis. People will go to see Bobby Witt. It is astonishing that that's happening in Kansas City because never in our lifetime, even when the Royals were good, you weren't going out there for a singular player. It was like, oh, they got a good group of guys. Carlos Beltran was special. Bobby Witt Jr. is transcendent, and there's a difference. It is something that I will truly not fail to appreciate, that in the same parking lot, at least for now, in the same parking lot, we have two of the transcendent athletes in their respective sports. Patrick Mahomes is greater than Bobby Witt Jr. in his sport, but Bobby Witt's not all that far behind in the pantheon of what he's doing in baseball. And they share a parking lot for now.
I remember the first time I asked Vern about Bobby Witt, and that was a comparison that he made. He made the comparison to Patrick Mahomes. It sounded a little far-fetched, but Vern's not usually one to speak in hyperbole when it comes about these things, so I just kind of let it ride. He was right. Now, I mean, he's not right in the sense of he's not Patrick Mahomes, but he might be Alex Rodriguez. I mean, that's a good... Oh, well, you didn't become Patrick Mahomes, but you became one of the 10 best baseball players we've ever seen.
Could he be Derek Jeter?
I think he's better than Jeter. I know you're not the biggest Jeter
guy. I agree,
Bobby Witt Jr. is better than Derek
Jeter. You treat Jeter differently than I do. So the fact that you're saying that about Jeter means something.
He's better than Jeter. No, he's better than Jeter. I mean, I think Jeter will probably tell you. I mean, you know, obviously the winning, that part matters. But, I mean... Yeah, he's going to hit. I mean, he's going to hit for average and power. Yeah, Bobby Witt's better than Derek Jeter was.
Which is insane because I agree with you, by the way. But it's crazy that growing up, the guy that was looked at as Mr. Baseball in our era, Derek Jeter, down the block right now.
I know you're trying to hate on Jeter. You're trying to turn this into, oh, you don't think Derek Jeter's that good. Don't do that.
I'm not going to bring up
I know your tricks. I know your games.
No. I was using him as an example because you talk so highly about Jeter from our childhood and the fact that you have wit ahead of him at 23.
Because he's incredible. At 25 years old, Derek Jeter hit 349, had 24 home runs and 100 RBIs, and led Major League Baseball in hits with 219. Derek Jeter was incredible. That's the kind of stuff that Bobby Witt Jr. is doing right now. So I know you were trying to turn this into an anti-Derek Jeter take. I knew what you were trying to do. My antennas are up. Don't think as you get off in 20 minutes that I'm not still hip and keen to what's going on over here. I know you're trying to be slick and sneaky.
I also think A-Rod's a bit of an unfair comparison because A-Rod hit a lot more homers than I think Bobby will. So I was trying to think of another shortstop.
That's because Witt's doing it clean.
Well, A-Rod was powered by Balco, so it's a little bit different.
You remember when A-Rod took that weird picture? He's standing in front of the mirror. Remember that picture?
Let's be honest. There's a lot of weird A-Rod moments. It's not unique to that mirror pic, but yes, that
you remember
the one
I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a weirdo.
I don't know why you're being so mean to the owner of the Timberwolves.
Does he own the Timberwolves?
I don't know. How'd that all shake out?
They sold it. They didn't sell it to him. I wasn't sure. I really wasn't sure if that's the case. All right, let me ask you this question. This is an important question. James, I'll ask you this question too. You can chime in on this too. All right, this is the question. Let's say the nine hitter is up. Let's say the nine hitter is up and the inning is about to start. You got to go to the bathroom. What do you do?
Royals are hitting, so Bobby's up and stick it out. Seeing Bobby.
You stick it out.
Stick it out.
You got to go, though.
I'm going to
go. Hold on. You got to go at like an eight. You got to go.
I go.
You probably should have went when the Royals were on defense. But you were yapping, you drinking your beer, and now the Royals are about to hit. You done missed the whole pitch clock, only 2 minutes. Now you're looking at it. The nine hitter is up, whoever it is for that day. You know Bobby's coming up soon, but you got to pee. What do you do? What do you do?
So you know like the little like the top of the concourse where you can get to the top of the stairs? I go up there, I stand, and I watch. And then once Bobby's hit, it is full tilt sprint to the bathroom. I might not, if Bobby homers, I might not see him, you know, round the bases.
Oh, yeah, it's over then. Yeah, it's over.
The ball crossed the wall, buddy. I'm out of here.
Yeah, it's over. James, what are you doing? So the Royals nine hitter is coming up. You do the game. So you've probably been in this situation. Bobby Witt's about to come up. He's due up, but you got to pee. What do you do?
Oh, I can't leave. I got to just, you know, pinch it off or whatever and do what you got to do. But I've got to stick around. I'm with Rob, maybe inch a little bit closer to the concourse. And once it's done, a mad sprint.
Y'all got to go, man. I'm sorry, Rob. I'm in. You know what? I'm going to see Bobby Witt hit again. I'm going to see him hit again. First off, what inning is it? What's happening in the game? Is this late in the game? Is this the seventh inning? Because if it's the seventh inning.
This is your scenario. Why are you asking me the question?
I'm asking you. I'm curious to know.
I mean,
if this is the.
Well, it can't be the first because the nine hitter's up. We can rule that out.
If this is inning four, you know what? I got to go, man. I got to go. He's going to get two more ABs in the game. I got to go. I'm not standing here. I got to go. 913-586-7610. Are you trying to shoot holes in my hypothetical? That's what I get for trying to throw it to you. After you tried to disrespect Derek Jeter for no reason. Man played for the Yankees for 20 years, had a career 310 average on base percentage, 377. You're just going to sit here and disrespect Derek Jeter? Derek Jeter hit 260 home runs in his career. Witt might get there by 30. Maybe way before then, he might get there by like 29. He really didn't hit for a whole lot of pop. Good old Derek Jeter. All right, coming up on the other side, we'll continue talking about the Royals. The Royals game, I want to tell you this now because I know this is going to come up. The Royals game is on Apple TV today. So you're going to ask, oh, well, can I watch it on Bally's? You cannot watch it on Bally's. It's on Apple TV. You guys know during football season when I keep telling you guys, hey, all the streaming's bad for us. Like, oh, well, shut up, Carrington. They're making all this money. They making money off us. You paid for Bally's because you want to watch the Royals. It's a Friday night. You can't watch them. You're going to be watching it on Apple TV today. Apple TV actually has a lot of really good shows that nobody is watching. Have you seen that one show with Jake Gyllenhaal?
I actually just finished that.
Presumed
it's
Innocent?
Very good. Very good.
I don't know how Apple has a tough time marketing their products. I don't know how that's happened, but here we are. There's a lot of good stuff on Apple TV. They just don't really seem interested in marketing it to you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. Your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
All right, I've got three things I want to talk about before we sign off. Rob, you said we have, 5 minutes left in the show? All right. Thing number one. I didn't listen to Morgan Wallen for the longest time. You know, that video that he had, it just kind of turned me off to listening to Morgan Wallen. It's not really the energy I'm needing in my life. I wasn't really fooling with it. Rob, I've heard two Morgan Wallen songs in my life. And let me tell you, I kind of like both of them.
Not bad, right?
Yeah, and I can only name the two. That Last Night song, it took me forever. I didn't know who it was by. And then I was trying to deny, like, oh, okay. I was still kind of hating on the dude afterwards. I was still kind of hating on him. And then I heard this other song. I was like, I don't even drink whiskey. And I'm like, this song kind of groovy. I was vibing to it a little bit. I kind of get it. I get why you guys still listen to Morgan Wallen. I don't know anything else. I know you guys are going to ask me some other question. I don't know anything else about him. I know he had that video. Didn't he, like, throw some chair off a balcony recently?
Yeah, he got overserved at a bar and hucked a chair out over a balcony in Nashville.
Okay. That seems very dangerous. I don't know why he would do that.
Didn't stop his tour at all. Just chugging along two nights in Kansas City.
No, those incidents, they only drive more interest. Like, whenever Justin Timberlake got in trouble, I was wanting to hear the music even more. I was like, oh, I haven't heard that album yet. Let me go listen to it. So I know some of you were going out to see old Morgan Wallen today. I saw he wore a Royals jersey yesterday. I assume he's wearing a Chiefs one today. I just would assume.
Do you think any Chiefs players there tonight? Arrowhead, Friday night, Morgan Wallen.
They got to work tomorrow?
I believe they do have work tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going. I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know.
It's worth noting today at camp, Cody and Gold pointed out, hard-hitting journalism, that a lot of Morgan Wallen was on the playlist today at the camp.
They might be going tonight then. They might be going. I don't know. I heard, and I was like, oh, okay, who's this? I did the little Shazam. I was like, I don't know who this is. I was like, oh, that's him? Oh, man. You know how, like, you don't want to like somebody, and then you like, man, you know, that guy, he wasn't that bad. Now, I hope he doesn't do anything else, but no, I kind of ended up liking him. Second thing is, Rob, you went to finally go see Deadpool. You call yourself the biggest Marvel fan in the world. So I'm happy that it took you 7 days to go see the number one movie in the country, one of the 10 biggest releases ever. What'd you think?
I mean, the plot is absolutely nonsensical and very convoluted, but it is a fun two-hour watch. There is cameos galore that's fun. They make fun of MCU. They make fun of Fox. If you are a superhero fan, you are going to walk out happy if you saw that movie.
Okay.
Is it perfect? No. Is it better than the 58% Metacritic score it got? Yes.
I'm happy you liked it. Text line saying that the Chiefs are off tomorrow.
Oh, they're definitely there tonight.
Get a Saturday off. What's he be working? What y'all doing? You don't get no Saturday. You get a Tuesday. Oh, this is when folks off work. I ain't be practicing on them days. Don't nobody go up there on a Tuesday. Oh, they're definitely going for sure then. I mean, the question is now, is Patrick Mahomes on the stage?
I mean, Morgan Wallen's walked out on stage with a lot of celebrities, including Tyrese Halliburton in Indianapolis. So you figured this is a layup.
Yeah, I heard that whiskey song and was like, oh, man, it's kind of slap. He heard the same reaction I had to the record. I was like, oh, okay. All right, Morgan. All right. I'm out of here. Rob is off all next week. Congratulations once again to Rob. He is going to be celebrating his honeymoon. He's going to come back hopefully with a better attitude towards Derek Jeter. I appreciate you guys. Until next time, I'll let Daniel Craig take you home.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.